Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
In this episode, we're going to talk about how to identify ERP vendors. Think of this as the beginning of a series of episodes that I'll conduct that'll be talking about evaluating ERP vendors. So maybe we'll title this ERP Vendors Part 1. So let's ask the question, how do I get started? So you're in a manufacturing company. You know you want to migrate your older legacy system to modern ERP software. So where do you get started? There seems to be a lot of noise out there about these projects. How do I get to get educated? So that's what we're going to talk about here today. And I want you to think about, first of all, at the very beginning here, is to think about what is my industry? Yes, of course, you're in manufacturing. So beyond manufacturing, what is your industry? So a couple of questions for you to think about. What is unique about my industry? What are the unique things that happen in my industry that are not standard in every single manufacturing industry? Is there some regulatory issues that are unique to your industry? Is there a group of customers like big box retailers or big auto that are the major force in your industry? Everybody has core ERP. You know, there's dozens, even hundreds of ERP vendors out there. They all will say that they can handle your business. But is it a good fit? And how do I determine that? Today, we see industry expertise as the key factor to drive software selection projects. So again, let me ask the question, what is your industry? So let's examine some of the vertical industries within manufacturing. So there's two different types of manufacturing. One I call wet and one I call solid, or better term, of course, is process and discrete. A process company is usually blending, working with a formula, mixing ingredients to produce some type of end product, which might be a gallon, a drum, a package, whatever. So the process industries are more of a wet type of a product. So you've got to deal with manufacturing data that's oriented towards that type of manufacturing. So that's number one. Then let's look at discrete. That's more businesses that are building a discrete product. So they're not necessarily dealing with a formula, they're dealing with a bill of material, trying to produce a product of one, and here are all the components that go into that end product. But over on the process side, I've got a number of ingredients in my formula that go all, that have to be put through a series of steps in order to produce, again, that one end product, which might be, you know, it's a something that's a liquid that fits into maybe a bottle or fits into a drum. So again, that's the first differentiation, process and discrete. Vendors in the industry that are really good at the process industries are not necessarily really good in all of the discrete industries and vice versa. So that's your first kind of lesson on that. Next, we have, let's break it into the types of manufacturing. First of all, we've got what I'll call make to stock. And these are companies that are building a product to stock. And then they're going to fulfill orders from stock. The next is what we'll call make to order manufacturing. And this is where there's a lot of estimating and costing that goes on at the front of the engagement or the relationship with a prospect to formulate a price. And once I get an order, I'm going to then build it to that spec. I'm going to build it to order. And then hopefully that customer will be a repeat customer and I'll continue to build that particular product for him. What's unique in this world is that every SKU tends to be a SKU for a customer. The next is engineer to order. And there's different variations of these. There's things that we call assemble to order, configure to order. Those are different variations of these three themes. Engineer to order is I'm going to build one of a kind for my customer. So once I get the order, I'm going to start a project. I'm going to order materials. I'm going to receive materials and start building this thing for my customer. But this thing that I'm building for my customer is unique to that customer. It's specially ordered for that customer. It's, again, it's not what I'd call make to order, where I might have repeat orders. It's an engineer to order. So I'm going to specifically deliver this item to this customer that's been engineered to order. Usually heavy orientation towards projects and engineering. Now, those three methods are distinctly different. Again, as I said, make to stock, I've got a lot of stock inventory I've got to manage. So I've got to think about demand planning. When I'm in make to order environment, I'm not worried about demand planning. I'm worried about the reordering of the product by that customer, but building the initial product, the initial prototype. So there's a lot of quoting and estimating that goes on there. There's usually a first article in manufacturing, and then there's usually some kind of repetitive orders. Actually, automotive industry does a lot of this because they come out, you may have a product with an automotive manufacturer that is being built on a regular basis for their 2017 model. But now they've got a 2018 model, and you're going to need to rebid that part because their technology has changed. So you're going to, again, make it to order. They're going to make the change to it and build that for that particular customer. And that SKU is going to be related to that customer. And hopefully that customer is going to repeat a repeat order. And then ETO, as I said, is, you know, I'm going to build one for this customer. And that's generally involved in project management, because it's building something from the ground up and a lot of engineering responsibilities. Now, that's the first, these are some of the first things you can use to kind of get yourself calibrated. But the other thing that I want you to think about is the vertical industries, because those do play differently. Make to order in an automotive environment is different than a make to order in a chemical environment where I'm making chemical products. Make to order in a chemical is different than make to order in aerospace and defense, et cetera. So there's a vendor flavor that you need to insert here. So let me walk through some of these vertical industries. Aerospace, very specific government requirements in terms of some reporting, a lot of regulatory issues in aerospace. Also, fine precision. Automotive, a lot of issues here with quality, being able to support the quality initiatives, a lot of issues surrounding the order processing and basically being able to sync your production plan with the production needs of the OEM, the automotive manufacturer. Next industry is apparel, you know, size, color, brand, model, et cetera. Then you have consumer goods and some of the impact of the big box retailers and some of the regulatory issues behind that, such as food. Food is a consumer good, so there's a lot of regulation issues there and certification. Med devices, same type of thing, a lot of regulation behind that. And also, you know, serial control. Most of these industries also have a big need for lot control. Food and beverage, I mentioned that a minute ago with consumer goods. Pharma, a lot of regulations in pharma. Again, more of a process industry, same as chemical. And then industrial parts and industrial equipment. We see those as being kind of some of the base parts in manufacturing, discrete manufacturing. So industrial parts, you see a lot of make-to-order. Industrial equipment, you see some make-to-order, but you also see a lot of engineer-to-order. And then plastics, injection molding. So that's, you know, that's more of a make-to-order business typically, but it could be a make-to-stock. And then electronics. I'm making iPhones, or I'm making a component for an iPhone. A lot of electronic issues come into play in the building of an electronics. So Also, I'll mention here that distribution has some of the same issues as we see in manufacturing, some similar breakdowns. I think some of the other differentiations that we see in that particular arena are e-commerce and some of the needs that at times overlap with retail. Also, I think some of the other things that will factor here are size of company and geography and facilities. So that concludes my episode on how to identify the vendors. I guess the last thing I'd say is take a look at these particular, or think about these particular criteria that I gave to you. Again, the manufacturing types, process and discrete, the manufacturing methods, the make to stock, the make to order, the engineer to order, the vertical industries, aerospace, automotive, apparel, consumer goods, med devices, food and beverage, pharma, chemical, industrial parts, industrial equipment, plastics, electronics. You know, which one are you? So, you know, it's easy enough for you to just say ERP in the apparel industry, and you're going to get a whole lot of identified vendors. That's a fast way to start. Also, you know, go to your vendors to learn more about what their target industry. Nobody wants more for them to be in the right place at the right time. So they do a big job of trying to, of making sure that people that come to them have the right fit. So good luck with your work in that particular area. Please continue to look at our website for our next podcast. Again, about selecting ERP vendors will be some of the next topics that we'll talk about. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.